Okay. Ready, go.
Welcome back. We are, it is still February 9th, 2021.
Yes.
And we are going to reopen our adjourned meeting to take care of a couple last items on the agenda. So can I get a motion to reopen?
Motion.
I'll second.
Debbie motions, Tom seconds it, and so we are now reopened, and we'll turn the time to Carolyn to continue our agenda.
Okay, so we gave some names for new library board members. Stella Hill will be a no because she's on the city council.
Oh, duh. Yeah.
So I like the idea of Diane Dyring and Anita Lyons. Who was the Sorensen?
It was the Mrs. Sorensen who taught fifth grade forever today.
Oh, yes. And now, of course, I know Lorraine. Her like the back of my hand.
What was it? Lorraine?
Lorraine. I will say this. She's dealing with cancer right now. So, but I am going to...
approach her.
I'm going to approach her. Because
we were thinking it might be nice to come up with a couple male names as well.
Mark Lyons.
Mark Lyons.
Okay. Mark Lyons.
He's willing to serve.
Jody O'Driscoll. You all know her from the post office.
Yes, she would be wonderful.
So I kind of recommend her. So I will start making some phone calls and talking to people.
Is this the punch bowl punch?
No, not at all. Okay.
Don't worry, I just did this yesterday.
We just had,
I pushed when
we
there
just
was a
had training on this.
Yes, with Liz.
Yes, that's very
Liz was the one who keeps us off
back
on tangent. All right.
So, summer reading planning. I'm going to make a suggestion because hopefully by this summer we've at least got some manner of control. And I've done this in the park before of having summer reading in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just advocate wear masks, we'll practice social distancing. We can even kind of do it still of... come and get your craft, and you can take it home and do it.
But it would mean a lot to the kids to have some face-to-face time.
Yes.
So to work our way back to normal.
Exactly.
Now,
I've talked to the hospital daycare, and when I get home from vacation, I'm going to start going back in there because I'll of course, go with mask and forget that I don't have one on tonight. I will go in with mask, but I have now had both of my vaccinations. So, you know, maybe I can start doing that, and I'm going to talk to Head Start about getting back into Head Start as well. If need be, me go to Head Start and do it there. I love it when they come here because Head Start kids, this may be the only time they come to a library is through this. But I'm going to give them a call as well.
Do you need to, would you have one of the pavilions?
Yes.
And
yes.
Do you need to reserve that for that time? Or?
Not really. I will talk to the city about it. They're very pro summer reading.
Even if you did need to, I'm sure they wouldn't charge you for it. But
right.
To
no,
have it
but
reserved
just
would
to
be
have
a good
it reserved
idea.
So
right.
You don't show up there
conflicts.
And they've given it to somebody else for some summer group traveling through or
right.
Whatever.
And you all have met Angela Leatherwood, our new employee. And I should, I apologize. I've been a little overwhelmed lately. I know you didn't notice anything tonight, did you? So Pam told me that her husband and his brother were buying an ace in Beaver, and she would let me know what's going on. And then she calls me up and she says, Monday's my last day because we've got to pack and be down there in 2 weeks. And I'm sorry. So Angela was an emergency hire.
And you couldn't have done better if you had a year to
plan.
Oh,
my goodness. I cannot express my joy. She has OCD. Please make that a qualification for every employee in the library.
Good.
She's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I knew I wouldn't have any issues immediately doing this because you all know Angela. She already worked for the city as the cleanup, as the custodian. So there wasn't an issue of, you know, well, we don't know anything about her sort of a thing.
I'm just glad she's available. She's a very busy woman. I'm surprised that she was able to...
Well, she thanks me. She has thanked me almost daily that she's worked. This is my dream job. And she is absolutely amazing and fantastic. I cannot express my joy of having that.
There's a win. Good.
This was good for me to have this training because I promise you the trainings I go to, they've not talked about like a privacy policy. Now, understand that because I've worked in the police department, I know a privacy policy.
Yeah.
I know that this is not, and I know how to deal with grandma. And I would, you know, if somebody came in and said, I want to know, I would go look at them and say, that's nice, go away. Because
but
I already know that.
Written is protection for you.
Yes.
Right.
And so I'm going to look into that.
Great. I was kind of surprised to even think we didn't have one. As soon as she mentioned it, I thought, wait a minute.
In all of my trainings, never once has that been brought up, ever. Long-range plan. I like the idea. Now, you should all have the new long-range plan. If not, I'll get copies. I like the idea of us going, okay, I'll get you. Calm down. Don't bug those eyes out. I will get you each a copy of the long-range plan. I like the idea of doing this with the board and kind of going through it annually. You know, maybe making November the annual report because we'll just have finished the... And did I get you copies of this year's annual report at all?
I think so.
I believe so.
Oh. Yeah, I think we did get it.
Because it was... We got a slide this
year
because of COVID.
Yeah.
I think we did.
Okay. Well, kind of take a look. I will get you one if you don't...
Oh, never mind. My last one says 2019.
Okay, I will get you one. We had a slide. It was one of those of, whatever, this, we don't care. So anyway, okay, anything else?
I really did also like the suggestion of doing a little policy training at each meeting, a mini policy training.
Yes, and I actually put policies on here somewhere.
And possibly even the self-evaluation.
And I really like the self, I would love that.
It's good, and it would take us 5 minutes to go over it. That might be a fun thing to table for a meeting or two in the future.
Well, and I think I will add, I will add the long range, I will add self-evaluation and policies to like our next library board meeting because, we'll be dealing with new library board members.
Yeah, I'm going to be so perfectly well trained and then see ya.
I'm struggling with that one, let me tell you. Have you? I'm really struggling.
It's been a
so we talked about that and wondered if you could approach the council because they would have to change and maybe let them extend.
Okay.
Board,
we did look at the bylaws, and the bylaws say no more than 2 consecutive 3-year terms.
Okay, but your terms are only 2 years. They've only been 2 years.
Our bylaws say it's a 3-year term.
Okay.
So maybe we need to relook at that and reassess everybody's dates.
The first one I've got for you is 2015, February.
February of 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. I've served 2 3-year terms. I've been on for 6 years. And we may want to approach them about letting us do another consecutive term, but personally, I think I'm ready for a break.
Okay. Fine!
I wouldn't mind coming back again in 3 years and serving again, but I think the library could use some fresh thinking.
It can be a year. You can't be on it for a year. And then you've got the ability to be on it again.
Okay.
So anyway, I've got some homework to do here. So I will be checking into a lot of this stuff. So
and the other thing that came up when you were over there was advertising or making it known that we have 3 board members to replace.
And maybe talking to
you. Or putting something in the paper.
We thought something in the paper might be really nice to approach people who maybe we didn't think of that may be out there wanting to serve and we don't even realize they're willing.
And there's no problem if somebody says, I want to serve, and you can say, well, no, we don't want you.
The board gets to say that, right?
Okay.
How many board members do we have?
We have seven.
Okay, the reason I ask is because the state code says no less than five, no more than nine.
Right.
So if we want to go down, that may be an option, if we don't get enough.
The reason, and that's a, that is a good idea, we were at five, and the reason we went up to seven was that if we had, if we were missing two board members at a meeting, we didn't have enough to...
To make any policy changes.
To make any policy changes. No, actually, five was okay if we were missing two, but if we were missing three, we couldn't do any voting.
Correct.
So... So anyway, that, well, but if, anyway. Anyway, thank you.
I think it's been an awesome meeting. We've gotten a lot done tonight.
Yes.
Okay, just on the middle of the term?
Yes.
The, if it is again, so, let's see, did appointments be made for 1, 2, or 3 year terms, and directors shall not serve more than 2 consecutive full terms. That's in the state code.
Okay, so that's not going to change that.
Nope,
okay.
Can't change it.
There's that state code, but then we've got our own.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right.
Does anybody want to motion to adjourn the meeting?
A motion we adjourn.
Debbie motions to adjourn. Anybody want to second that?
Second.
Thank you, Tom. Then we will bring this meeting to a close. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.